Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. Happy Easter.
Easter.
Jesus is risen.
He's risen indeed.
There we are. We're getting it. Yep, we'll get back into that swing. Easter is not just one day. Easter is not even a week. Easter is a week of weeks. So we are only into our second Sunday, into the second week, beginning that second week of our celebration of our Lord and His resurrection. So you're going to get so tired of me doing the whole Jesus is risen, He's risen. You're going to get good at that, all right? Because that's just part of the way I get to celebrate. But we get to celebrate this resurrection of our Lord for all this time. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're all here. Someone may have needed you to be here today, and so I am very glad that you're here. We have Sunday school bags in that back pew. So if you have a child with you, if a child comes to visit you, if children are in your neighborhood and you wish to bring them a Sunday school bag, we have them. And I hope that you will reach out and touch them with the love of God that comes through that little paper bag. Drive-in communion continues this Thursday, April 15th from 10 a.m. until noon, and will continue on those Thursday mornings until everyone's safe from COVID. Please, please, please call Lynn in the church office for an appointment so that we can make sure that you know that you are welcome at our Lord's table. You're also invited and encouraged to reach out to even one soul with the joy of Easter. We still have Easter cards available to help you with that. And I ask you to keep in your prayers, please, the Mullen family, as Duane's brother Don passed this last week. And so we remember them as well. We gather this morning to continue our celebration. We gather this morning to celebrate Easter. And so let us begin our worship by joining me. Please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you.
We join together now in our gathering song, Open the Eyes of My Heart.
Holy, 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 I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you. Holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, with joy we celebrate the day of our Lord's resurrection. By the grace of Christ among us, enable us to show the power of the resurrection in all that we say and do through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may see.
First lesson is from Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 35. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul. And no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not any needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. The word of the Lord. The second lesson is from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 2. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, and what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father, and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father, and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from Him proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him while we are walking in darkness, we lie, and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all our sins. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. This morning our Gospel comes to us from the Gospel according to St. John in the 20th chapter, where John writes, "When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' After He said this, He showed them His hands and His side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, 'Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you.' When He had said this, He breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained.' But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, 'We have seen the Lord.' But he said to them, 'Unless I see the mark of the nails in His hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in His side, I will not believe.' A week later, His disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, 'Peace be with you.' Then He said to Thomas, 'Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe.' Thomas answered Him, 'My Lord and my God.' Jesus said to him, 'Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet come to believe.' Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in His name." The Gospel of our Lord. Jesus is risen. There we are. We're getting this. Yeah, I like that. May the risen Christ Fill us all with love this day and always. Amen. Now, I have been rather enthusiastically sharing with you all the great proclamation of Easter, which is, of course, Jesus is risen. You've been responding really, really well, all right? But what I want to do in this season of Easter is discover some of the implications of that proclamation. What does it really mean that Jesus is risen? Thank you for that, the enthusiasm. Hopefully it'll start rippling, right? There we are, and you're all like, is he really going to make us do this? Yeah, all morning long, all morning long. There we are. What does it really mean? And so in the light of the gospel stories that we're going to hear, in light of the lives that we are called to live, what does it mean for all of us when we get to proclaim to the world that Jesus is risen? There we are. Today we hear a story from that very first Easter Sunday. Now it's evening. The disciples are gathered. The doors are locked. Fear is all around. They have been scattered since Gethsemane. Some have found each other, I'm sure, but most ran away, were all alone. Tonight, they're gathered here to find strength in numbers. Now that Passover was over, now that Sabbath was over, if the Jews were going to come and find them, they were going to be starting now. So the disciples had gathered and they were together to commiserate, to grieve, to give strength to one another, to get strength from one another. They were there and all of them were afraid. And into this tinderbox of emotion, Jesus appears. Think about that. Jesus appears. The man that they had loved, but they knew had been executed. Excuse me. The man that they knew, but they knew was dead and buried. Although there had been some stories of an empty tomb, but, you know, those stories came from women and you know how unreliable they can be and all the rest of that. Jesus appears. I can almost hear the gasps of astonishment, see people rubbing their eyes and pinching themselves. Jesus appears right there in their midst, and he speaks to them peace. Now, I'm sure that there were some of them there who were expecting Jesus to scold them, to take them to task, to ask the hard questions, where have you been? Why did you abandon me? Why did you deny me? Why did you run away? But Jesus doesn't scold. Instead, Jesus speaks words of peace. He speaks words to calm the war that is going on in their own hearts, the struggle with the guilt and the shame, the struggle with the fear. Jesus appears among them and he speaks to them of peace. And then Jesus shows them his hands, his side, his feet. He assures them that it's really him and that he's really real. This is no ghost, no apparition, no disguised spy from somebody else. It's just Jesus. And then the disciples begin to rejoice. They begin to feel the joy of the truth that Jesus is risen. They see the Lord, and then they begin to remember the promise, the announcement that Jesus made that, yes, the suffering and the death would occur, but that he would rise again, and this joy is now filling them to overflowing. Jesus speaks to them again of peace, but now it is also with purpose. He says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. These disciples have now been sent into the world. We have been sent into the world. The Father sent Jesus to be the Word of God incarnate, made flesh, living in the neighborhood. And so Jesus now sends us into the world to be his hands and feet in the world right now. Jesus came to teach and care and help and feed and heal the people around him. So Jesus sends us into the world so that we too can teach and care and feed and help and heal the world around us with the amazing love of God that now fills us. We are called to discover ways to live the truth that Jesus is risen. We are called to discover ways to share God's love and bring to the world the peace, the courage, the hope that we have for tomorrow, grounded in the love of God shown through the life and the death and the resurrection of Christ our Lord. We are filled with joy this day, and we get to share that joy today and tomorrow and always. That's part of the implications for the joyous proclamation that Jesus is risen. It's getting better. There we are. But the story doesn't end there, though. All right? Thomas isn't here. Now, Thomas was called the twin, but I think that we can call him Thomas the track star. Because Thomas wasn't there on that first Easter day, because I think that Thomas had just run farther and faster than all of the others. Thomas was still away, maybe making his way back, or maybe still tucked into his little hidey hole. But eventually Thomas arrives, and the disciples start fulfilling their purpose. They get to tell Thomas the great good news that they have seen the Lord. And Thomas doesn't believe them. Now, what is it that Thomas doesn't believe? You see, I think that Thomas ran so far and so fast from that garden that he isn't even certain that Jesus really died. Thomas needs to see the marks that assure Jesus' death. Because if Thomas sees those, then he can be certain that a miracle really did happen. If Thomas can see that Jesus has died, then seeing Jesus alive will change everything. And so Thomas throws down the gauntlet. Unless I see, I will not believe. And so the next Sunday, they're all together again with Thomas there as well. And as they gather excitedly, talking and still a little nervous, Jesus appears. And again, Jesus proclaims peace to them all, calming their worry, calming their concern, and working to change doubt into faith. Then Jesus talks to Thomas. And as Jesus is talking to Thomas, he's talking to us at the same time. He shows Thomas the proof of his death so that Thomas can revel in the proof that Jesus is alive, that he can revel in the proof that Jesus is risen. Thomas does see, and Thomas does believe. He kneels before the Lord and confesses him as Lord and God. Too often we call him doubting Thomas, but there, before Jesus, he is truly faithful Thomas, granting hope for all of us. Because this exchange between Jesus and Thomas shows us that God's love is for all. And that Jesus will work with anyone, everyone. Jesus works with those who accept the truth of his resurrection, like the women at the tomb or the disciples who were there in the room. Jesus also works with those who kind of accepted but aren't quite too sure yet. Jesus works with those who doubt, those who deny, even with those who are opposed. Sometimes it takes the effort of us, the faithful, to help this love be spread. But God's love is for all. The love of God comes to us and flows through all of us. So where are you today? Do you doubt? Are you ready to proclaim? Are you committed? Are you unsure? Good news is the love of God is ours. No matter how it is that you're feeling today, and the love of God is ours this day and always. Because the risen Christ comes into all of the locked rooms of our lives. And that risen Christ comes with peace and with purpose. The risen Christ comes with patience for us and with guidance for our lives. And so today, we join the chorus of Jesus' disciples with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven. And we proclaim with joy that Jesus is risen. Today we are invited once again to see that Jesus died for us all. And that Jesus rose from the dead so that the love of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit will go with us wherever it is that we go into the world. We are blessed so that we can be a blessing. We have been given peace and a purpose, and may we live them both now and always. Amen. Please rise as we take time this morning to celebrate Jesus' resurrection and celebrate our baptism, confessing our faith in the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Alive in the risen Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. You shower your church with grace, O God. Unite the whole church on earth so that with one heart it testifies to the resurrection of Jesus Christ with power and love. Lord, in your mercy, you proclaim the blessing of life forevermore. Like dew upon the mountains, refresh your creation. Restore waters, cleanse the air, and provide revitalizing moisture to parched land. Give your whole creation the promise of new life. Lord, in your mercy, you direct nations, O God. Guide all in authority, that they shepherd their peoples in the ways of your love. Defeat in us our impulse to war. Bestow the peace of Christ upon those in authority, and breathe upon them the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, you place within the heart of the church a spirit of sharing. Give us the power of your generous spirit that we provide for the needs of others. Announce your peace to those who are lonely, hurting, suffering, or afraid. Lord, in your mercy, you give us fellowship with one another in this faith community. Shine the light of the risen Christ in our life together so that we live in love for one another and our joy may be complete. Lord, in your mercy, you share the gift of eternal life. In thanksgiving and remembrance, we recall the lives and gifts of those who now live in endless joy. We pray now for the Mullen family at Don's parting. Unite us with them in resurrection hope. Lord, in your mercy, in the hope of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Through you, the mute will sing. Through you, the dead will rise. Through you, our hearts.
will praise. To you the darkness flees. To you my heart screams, I am free. Yes, I am free. I am free to run.
I am free to run.
I am free. I am free.
I am free.
Yes, I am free.
I am free.
For you the kingdom comes. For you the battle's won. For you I'm not afraid. For you the price is paid. For you the victory.
Because of you my heart sings.
I am free. Yes, I am.
Please rise as we join together in our offering prayer. Generous God, you have created all that is, and you provide for us in every season. Bless all that we offer, that through these gifts, the world will receive your blessing. In the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, we pray. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
I hope that you all stay dry and stay safe as you go into the world with hope.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King of all kings, who shakes the lower with holy thunder and leaves us breathless. You've done for me.